Blog Talk Radio.
Centrist on Block Talk Radio. We're just doing a dry run for our interview tonight with Hextide, with the group name, music group, actually, named Hextide. So, with that, you know, we have about like maybe 20-some minutes before that. So I did a little bit of a kind of a rant that I want to do before I go on to do the interview or anything, broadcast it on StreamYard. Later on, I'm going to be live on Facebook, YouTube, and also Twitch. Actually, I'm doing a Twitch right now. So if you can find me there, you can do that. You know, go into the website, blogtalkradio.com. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/FrodoTheCentrist, and you should be able to hear me. So anyway, what's going on in the news today? Well, happy new year, by the way. It's the 9th of January, 2021. A lot of stuff going on, and you know, some of you guys might not like what's going on, but there's a lot of stuff going on. I tell you that. You know, the thing, protesters in the Capitol, those are the politics. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of CNN is calling for, I'm hearing echo, calling for basically ousting Donald Trump out of the office. And, I don't know how you feel about that, but, and I don't know where you stand politically, but I usually go to Newsmax.com to get my news, if you catch my drift. Now, you can see, when you go to Newsmax.com, I can see the, Diamond and Silk, actually, right now, Newsmax Live, Diamond and Silk. By the way, Twitter actually banned Trump, and Facebook's actually pulled out any Trump thing that has nothing to do with Trump is banned. eBay, Shopify, Shopify. If you're selling anything, I don't know, but that's let the guy talk. They allow the Ayatollah from Iran. They're on Twitter. Yeah, they. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Well, they're saying that he's inciting, you know, riots and danger to the things of the country, and so that's what they think they have all the reason to ban or to silence you if you're deemed dangerous to the.
Everything
that they're trying to accuse them of, they are guilty, seems like. They're the ones told people to get up in people's faces. I never heard Trump say that.
Yeah.
I hear you. But it is what it is. But on the side of like trading, so because I've been trading on Forex, and it's been really
not even over there.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Stimulus package. Yeah, the stimulus package that just came out, and that actually push the value of the dollar, push it down, but, and that's supposed to, you know, increase the value of gold. But something happened along the line, whereas the bonds yields, I believe,
went up.
So that kind of devalued the price of gold.
Yeah.
So that's when a lot of people got caught on that. And did you get something to drink? I thought I was some coffee or something like that before the show. And so that's basically it. So that's, yeah, the Trump going on. He's going to be out of office now. Let's see what's going on with the Democrats. You know, I'm telling you, dude, the Democrats are going to rule for another 20 years. If they can't.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, they tried to steal their election in Florida back in 2018.
They can't check them. You know, no one want to deal with them. Even the Supreme Court doesn't want to deal with them. You know, they changed the rules on and all the battleground states and you know, Philadelphia, Georgia, and all that because of COVID. So I'm telling you, COVID, you know, COVID is it's man-made. It's pushed by the China virus, the Chinese.
What?
That is a biological weapon.
What I'm saying is, like,
to bring the Western. Well, that's not too far fetched, you know.
I wonder if you're gonna get banned for saying all this, like when Obama was president. People probably didn't even realize that your freedom of speech was suppressed back then.
Yeah, that's years and years ago. So anyway. Ross Limbaugh said that the swamp, which is the, you know, swamp, D.C. swamp, politicians, whoever's behind all this stuff, Pelosi's and all of them, they are scared to death of Trump's final days. That's what he said. You know, so they're trying to impeach him, you know. Well, that's what they're trying, you know, for pushing. They say that Trump did all that chaos and told people to, like, you know, to storm the Capitol, which he did not say that. Well, that was. Yeah, that's all right. Also, Biden said something like, you know, like something he'd like to take President Trump, you know, behind the bleacher and beat the crap out of him. Anyway, it's a double standard. It's a hypocrisy and things. So the House Democrats have they've drafted a second impeachment. It's called, they call it incitement to insurrection protest. Let's see what. Well, let's see what's gonna happen. Yeah, let's see what's gonna happen. Who knows? I'm telling you what, man, the GOP and then the Republicans, a lot of people are mad at them now, especially the you know, they didn't fight with Trump. They didn't stand behind Trump. And seems like they are all in cahoot with them. They're letting the Democrats beat the system by cheating, using COVID as a excuse. Have some good water. But anyway, I think that was just it. Do what you gotta do. And, you know, we did 8 years of Obama, so it cannot be any worse than that. But I want Biden to be the 1980s Biden. That's what I said. He was a moderate back then. He was anti-abortion back then. He was pro-border back then. He was pro-cops back then. I guess he changed all that because it's.
You know what? I was like,
Here's in one of the Forex News. Pompeo lifts self-imposed restriction on the U.S.-Taiwan relationship. You think that would do anything with the currency in Taiwan? Or do we even have Taiwan? I think we have Taiwan as a no. Japan.
Okay.
Taiwan is a different. It's we've been to Taiwan. Yeah. Well, I don't know now, but I don't know how's that gonna. Well, it will do some little bit of things to lift the U.S. currency, but who knows? We'll find out. But well, that's it for today. I just want to find out, because recently I've been having problem with the Block Talk Radio and hooking up with our microphone and people not able to hear us and all of that. So that's why I want to do it. I want to do that's why I did this dry run or rant Saturday. So that's all. I want to get that off to jazz my chest too. And also, you gotta try to stay away from politics, maybe on the social media and all that. I don't want to get banned. This suppressing our First Amendment right.
Yeah, like they did with
Obama. And can't say anything about the Bidens. Can't post anything about the Bidens. Gonna take it down. There's fact checkers out there. They're gonna fact check you and everything like that.
Yeah.
People are so engaged with the mainstream media, and they're going to believe whatever they say. And Hollywood's in there, academia's in there, it's all the left. But other than that, yeah, they're happy, of course.
Over to the other, country.
Oh, yeah. A lot. Iran is happy. China's happy. Iran's probably going to get another billions of dollars of current, currency and all that. They probably will. Biden will probably give in to them. But Obama will probably tell Biden, hey, give him another round of $1 trillion. Biden will be like, okay.
Oh,
let's see.
Like a stimulus deal. Well, yeah, $600, right? For people, but then that equals $9 billion, but they had to pass a $2.3 trillion bill. What for? It should have been all for the American people that suffered.
That's what's going on. I'm gonna say goodbye. My rant or our rant's over. So we'll catch you in about 5 minutes when we'll be here, Block Talk Radio again. We're gonna have Hextide with us later on. We'll catch you later.